This is The Full Spectrum. The show provides a wide range of news and competing opinions. The commentaries, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed by segment hosts and guests do not necessarily represent those of WJSU-FM, Jackson State University, or its administrators. The content of this program is for informational and/or entertainment value only and not meant as an endorsement or recommendation in lieu of professional guidance on relevant topics.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking you is for a little respect when you come
home. Just a little bit.
Hey, baby,
just a little
when
bit.
When you get home,
just a little bit.
Mister,
just a little bit.
On today's show, tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. She died today at the age of 76. And as we all know, she deserves much respect. And we're going to be having this conversation with Fred Jones, who is the founder of the Southern Classic Heritage Classic. And he also deserves a lot of respect. And Fred, you know something about Aretha. She was originally from Memphis.
Well, she was born in Memphis on Lucy Street. Her father left and went to Detroit, and as a young girl, he went to Detroit, but her home, birth home is Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm learning stuff today, because if you had asked me before today, I would have said Detroit.
Yeah.
Because I think most people think she's from Detroit.
Right, right. But her roots are definitely southern base, and that's probably why, you know, she's always had that feel, had that sound, like someone who was in the church from the South. It's, you know, it's amazing how, you know, the kind of quality and the kind of feeling that you get from someone who was originally based at the church.
And talk about respect. This is what the New York Times wrote. They did an obituary about Aretha Franklin, and they wrote this. Aretha Franklin, universally acclaimed as the Queen of Soul and one of America's greatest singers in any style, died on Thursday at her home in Detroit. She was 76. But they really, for them to say in any style, they are saying she is one of the greatest singers of all times. And I think that's true, at least for as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think you're going to hear, when you talk about Aretha Franklin, you're talking about somebody who's known and respected worldwide. And you
Absolutely.
Probably would get the same thing that you got from the New York Times, you get from other people, especially artists. People had all the respect for her. And she deserved it because she had all that talent. And she gave us a kind of talent that you probably won't ever see again.
You know, I've heard you described a few different ways today. I've heard you're the promoter in Memphis and one of the greatest promoters in the country. How would you describe yourself when it comes to being a promoter?
Well, you know, I've gone in and out of phases over time. I told you earlier, this is my 49th year of being in the music business. I wasn't always a promoter. I worked for other artists, David Porter, Soul Children. And I went full-time in 71 with Isaac Hayes.
Really?
At the height.
And was that around the Shaft and the Hot Butter Soul?
I was right in the middle of it.
Wow.
I tell people, you know, when I'm telling the story, I say, you know, I know where I was when Isaac won the Academy Awards.
Wow.
You know, I was right there, and we traveled together, and we made history, you know. So being a part of that, and later on, I was part of the Isley Brothers, when they were at the height of their game. So I've been pretty fortunate to have been around some of the real maker stars to witness that. I mean, I can't sing or dance or whatever I do, whatever I've been able to do, they allowed me to do it, and that's kind of where I am right today.
And I ask you about being a promoter, because I want to say, and I think I can say this with confidence, but you may know even better, Aretha Franklin was a musician's musician. So if I've got a night off and she's playing somewhere, I'm going to want to go see her.
There's no question about that. And as great a singer as Aretha was, she was a great piano player.
Right. I heard Herbie Hancock talking about this today.
It was tremendous. I mean, you had a tremendous amount of talent. And to witness it, you know, that's another thing. To talk about it, you know, when you're trying to tell somebody about somebody's greatness, it's very difficult. When you right there and you witness it, and man, you say, wow, you know, this was just absolutely tremendous, and it gives you another sense of the level of Aretha Franklin that you can't even get on the record. I mean, you know, being a part when she was doing the show, it was unbelievable.
You are here to talk about the Southern Heritage Classic. And I want to read you something because, as I said, I heard that you're a great promoter. This is from a USA Today affiliate paper there in Tennessee. And it says, by creating the Southern Heritage Classic in the late 1980s, its founder, Fred Jones Jr., created a $21 million yearly impact on Memphis. Is that true?
Yes. Actually, it's probably moved even higher than that. That survey was done 4 years ago. But that's part of what we had to do to kind of solidify our position as an event. You know, it's, you know, you heard that old saying, you know, where you never stop having to prove yourself. But we had to prove ourselves as a business in order to keep this event, to keep these two schools at the top.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the history of how it got started. But I got to repeat that again, $21 million. I'm sure Memphis is loving you. That's a big event in any city, really.
Again, you have to show people that you have something of value.
Right.
You know, to talk about it's okay and it's going to be this, then. But when other people, actually it was a third party who did the survey, and some people even questioned it, I said, well, don't talk to me. Talk to the person who actually given the survey to the NC2A, to FedEx, and to AutoZone, and to other companies throughout the community. These are the ones that they go to, and I went to the same person.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Fred Jones Jr., the founder of the Southern Heritage Classic, and also, rest in peace, the Queen of Soul.
On Super Saturday, September 8th, 6 p.m. at the Liberty Bowl Stadium in Memphis, when two titans of college football clash in the 29th Southern Heritage Classic, presented by FedEx, Jackson State, and Tennessee State. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. The Southern Heritage Classic. It's a celebration.
Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you.
Fred Jones, did I hear you humming over there?
I mean, you will be humming the Aretha Franklin songs for the rest of the known world.
And are you any, are you like me? Certain songs will come on, and it, where was I then? Or you know where you were because the song has that stronger tie to a memory.
Well, I think I'm more into the history of these songs. You know, these artists, and not only that they created great songs, but they endured a lot to be able to, for the world to know who that, what their talent was like. And I'm really a soul, blues aficionado. You know, I like that, and I've been involved in all kinds of shows, but, you know, those songs seem to have special meaning.
And I've seen, I've been watching a lot of TV today in my office, and the respect with which Aretha Franklin was held is just remarkable. Statements from everybody from Donald Trump to Barack Obama really held in high esteem. And from other artists, it's just incredible that her voice was seen as such a fine, fine gift to us all.
Well, I think if you talk to anybody at any level, the rich and famous and the not so rich and famous, they're going to have the same appreciation for Aretha Franklin. Universal.
Yep. You know, you've got a couple, and we're going to talk more about this later, about the Southern Heritage Classic, which will be September 6th through 8th this year in Memphis. But you've got a couple hot singers a part of the festivities. You've got Tank and you've got K. Michelle, who are really... really good artist.
Yeah, well, you know, we try to do the best we can of getting a good artist, because entertainment was part of the platform or that we wanted to incorporate in this game. And I remember telling them when we started talking about it, you know, W.C. Gordon and Bill Thomas from Tennessee State, that we needed to change to really put entertainment as a part of what we did.
And was it always over a number of days, over 3 days?
It was mainly the 2 days, and we kind of expanded it, and hopefully we'll expand it a little more in the 30th anniversary. But the first act, the first musical act we had the first year, 1990, were the Williams Brothers from Jackson, Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you know, I know you had this idea in your head, I was reading, how did you settle on these two schools?
Well, it's kind of settled on me, because they were, especially Bill Thomas, well, let me go back a little bit before me. The schools realized that they really had something, the connection. You know,
Jackson State University and Tennessee State University.
And they wanted to try to make it work, and they wanted trying to keep it going, but it was difficult getting the home and home. You know, the people in Jackson wouldn't go to Nashville, and the people in Nashville wouldn't go to Jackson, Mississippi. So, but they figured that they would go to Memphis. But they tried to do it themselves, and it never did work really well. It worked, but not as well as they thought. And they needed somebody to take this and do something with it. And that somebody happened to be me. And I was, you know, 20 years into entertainment all over the place with all, you know, I had a background, but didn't have a background in producing a football game. And that was always...
Well, what made you think you could do it? I'm always amazed, seriously, at with people who come up with an idea and they may not have all the experience that you would think is necessary, but they have that... One thing that many people don't have is that belief in themselves that I can do this, I know I can do this, and then they go and they do it.
Well, the idea came, I didn't start out with the idea. It was saying, okay, we need to do something with this football game. I had been working on an idea called the Southern Heritage Festival for 5 years prior to that.
Oh, Okay.
It never got off the ground. I couldn't get it together. I couldn't get anybody to believe that it would happen.
So your vision was not shared by the people you were
no.
pitching it to.
So when they came with this idea about this football game, I said, well, you know, if we do it, we have to do it differently. And that's kind of, you know, where I started putting the pieces together to get to where we are right now. You know, it's didn't have a name. That's an idea. We think it can work. You know. Luckily for me, the first 5 years, it was financed out of my pocket. So, but I had other events that I was working on, and allowed me to be able to cover the losses and keep it going. Because one thing that you want to do is that you want to create some continuity. Right now, everybody in Jackson, anywhere associated with any one of these schools, know that in September there's a game in Memphis which is called the Southern Heritage Classic.
And I want to ask you, because that's definitely true. So tell me where we are now, and talk to me about where this festival is going. You said you wanted to add more days, to it. Are the schools still in? Is everybody still on board and excited about what's going on? Because when things get this big,
luckily for me, the schools, the sponsors that we were able to get involved, allowed me to do it the way with my vision, you know. Along the way that you've had people that's, you know, I think we ought to do it this way or that way or the other. But nobody could deny the kind of consistency that we were having and the fact that we could be able to pay the bills, including the schools, each and every year. The biggest problem that you're always going to run into with these events, especially today going forward, is the cost of doing business. I mean, I'll give you a good example. I could get insurance for the game prior to 9/11 for $5,000.
Okay, and how much now?
$25,000.
Wow.
That's insurance.
Wow.
And
that's
post,
just insurance.
Just insurance. Post 9/11, there were companies that would not even write policies for big events that involve a lot of people. So it's you know, those are the kinds of business things that you have to deal with in order to keep it where it is today.
And let me ask you this. Is turnout, which it sounds like it's a big event every year, but is it affected by how well either team is doing? We know Jackson State has had a spotty record over the last couple of seasons, but we're expecting big things from them this season. But if either school is not having a great season, does that affect turnout?
Secondarily, mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's the beginning of the year and expectations are always high for both schools.
Oh, yeah, especially here at Jackson State. We knew we had a young team last year, but we've got a new athletic director. The team is maturing, and I'm hearing good things about them.
Right.
So expectations are high.
Right, it's the beginning of the year. It's the second game of the year. So if you lose the first one, you know, it's always the next one, and, you know, we're going to get better, and the season's going to be better. So it's something that the expectation keeps everybody into it.
Well, I will say this is part of your genius, Fred Jones Jr., that one thing we know every year, the Tigers will win.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take one last break. Riri, sing, baby, sing.
Don't play that song for me, 'cause it brings back memories of days that I once knew, the days that I spent with you.
Go local and current WJSU wants to hear from you. While we do our best to provide you with great quality jazz and blues programming, we realize that things can change. We want to change with you so that you don't change the station. We're all ears. Have a programming suggestion or request? Any likes or dislikes? Emails can be sent to wjsufm@jsums.edu. That's wjsufm@jsums.edu.
Exactly what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. If you all could see Meredith Michelle, she's working the board for us today. I mean, go ahead, hit a couple notes. She won't do it, y'all. Aretha Franklin, I mean, wow. I mean, across the decades of my life, she was there. It's just amazing how many hits she had.
Right. Right, and like I said earlier, she impacted everybody.
She really did. You know. But listen to this, Fred Jones. Today on iTunes, she's blowing it up, and she knocked Nicki Minaj out of the number one spot. Go, Aretha Franklin. Not that I'm saying anything against you, Nicki Minaj. But
the real queen of soul.
The real queen of soul. And of any genre, as the New York Times says, she is a classic. Okay, before we head on out of here, because we're going to leave you with an Aretha Franklin song, I want to make sure we get all the details about this year's Southern Heritage Classic. It's September 6th through 8th, and what else can you tell listeners?
Well, the biggest thing is that you can go to our website, southernheritageclassic.com, and get all of the details. I mean, links to Ticketmaster to buy tickets, things like that.
How much are tickets?
They're $53, $38, and $23 plus service charges.
Okay, so you got a tiered pricing plan there?
Right.
How hard is it to get rooms if people are trying to stay overnight?
You go to southernheritageclassic.com and click on hotels, and it got it all right there.
And you know what? That's how they can track some of that impact you're making, because they know people are booking those rooms because they're coming to the classic.
Well, the biggest thing, we can get into the numbers about the impact, but as I've been in Jackson all day today, and everybody's talking about the classic. I'm going to the classic. Oh, and I pass them a brochure. They said, well, you know, you the guy with the classic? I said, yeah, we've been going every year, and everybody got a classic story. You know, something happened at the classic. So it's already there. But go to southernheritageclassic.com. You can call our office, 1-800-332-1991. That's toll free.
Fred Jones Jr., it has been the founder of the Southern Heritage Classic. It has really been an honor talking to you today, and I really feel that it was fate that you were here the day that the Queen of Soul passed away, and I want to thank you so much for being a part of today's show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I also want to thank Jackson State University for being a part of the classic. This would be the 27th year that they've been in part, and it's only a classic because you have the ingredients, Jackson State, Tennessee State, and it's made for a real good classic and a real good celebration for everybody.
All right, well, thank you. And I want to thank you listeners for tuning in. We're going to leave you with an Aretha Franklin song. And apparently not a lot of people know this song. This is one of my favorites. And since I'm the host of the show, that's the song we're playing. Not a lot of you apparently know this song. It is one of my favorites. I'm going to cry, but I won't be on air. All right, thank you so much. And rest in peace, Aretha Franklin.
I got a call the other day. It was is my sister Carolyn saying, Aretha, come by when you can. I've got something that I want to say. When I got there, she said, you know, rather than go through a long, drawn-out thing, I think the melody on the box will help me explain. You gotta find me an angel to fly away with me. Gotta find me an angel who will set me free. My heart's without a home. I don't want to be alone. I gotta find me an angel.
Keep cooking.